Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Exodus chapter 23 verse 20. A promise given to the Israelites as they traveled towards Canaan, the land of promise. God was sending His angel ahead of the traveling Israelites to fight for them and protect them from their enemies. But there were instructions for them concerning the angel. Pay attention to him. Listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion, since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you. Exodus chapter 23 verses 21 and 22. Pay attention, listen carefully to the angel and do all that God said were the instructions. That was the Old Testament. For us as believers, God has given us His Holy Spirit to guide us till we enter eternity in heaven. The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, of whom Jesus said, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." John chapter 14 verse 26. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. John chapter 16 verses 13 to 15. We have to pay attention and listen carefully to the Holy Spirit and obey the Word of God as detailed in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things through the Word, and He will remind us of everything that Jesus said, and He will guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit will guard us and guide us to the place that God has prepared for us. The question is, are we willing to obey Him? If yes, then we can be sure that He will surely finish the work that God has begun in us. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog bless2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.